Greg Allman, 1947 to 2017. Thank you, Greg. And now I'm off for a GT. To be back at Lee's dinner party, and we have a very, very special guest this week. Some say that he's a big monkey, that Phil Collins might actually be his father. Others say he uses guerrilla tactics to get his point across. All I know is that it's Jeremy Clarkson.
And you do the gorilla by watching me now.
That was the Shandells, Go Go Gorilla. Bit of a delay here, ladies and gentlemen. Not quite sure what it is. We're looking into it, but it looks like old Jezza is running a little bit late. Whoa, wait, hang on. Yes. I can hear a vehicle, a low rumble. That may be him. It appears he's looking for some donuts. Yes, that's him. He's driving up the back lane now. He should be coming to my back passage fairly soon. While we're waiting, let's have a new release from Salt Wax. Here come the men in suit. I must say, I do like soul wax. It does sort of remind me of earwax. But thank God not ruby wax. You know, I've known old Jezza for quite some time. We met first at a press event in London. He was there standing, particularly when I saw a confused Kate Moss go up to him and excitedly shout, "Top Gear!" And Jeremy just looked at her and said, "No, dear, I prefer beer and wine." So, yeah, so that's it. He's here. I can see him. Yes, there he is. There he is. You can still hear the engine. He's actually parking up now. As we talk, he's parking up. And he's setting off up the Mystic Garden to the haunted house on the hill. About in me umma, or whatever she said, and that song's actually called Halfway There, and it's by Sheryl Crow from her new album, And yes, if you look out of the big picture window, you can see that Jeremy's actually halfway here. He's halfway up the Mystic Garden. And look, if you look, you can see that our very good friend, Samuel L. Dingle, is burning some of the winter detritus that's fallen out of the trees and branches have broken down. Jez is just passing, you can see. You can see, yes. Oh, they're waving to each other. How lovely. I'm really looking forward to him getting here, aren't you? He's a lovely man. Oh, wait. Oh my God, what's happened? I don't understand. I'm so sorry. Samuel L. Dingle was pointing at something for Jezza to look at with a lighted stick. And somehow, you know how Jezza's got really thick hair? Thick curly hair? Well, he set Jezza's bush on fire. Oh my God. I've just realised. Jeremy Clarkson is the original petrol head and his hair's on fire. Does that mean he's not coming on? Well, as his head's just flown off, like the top of a nuclear champagne bottle, and the claret he's so carefully spirited away over the decades is spilling out like it's the dissipation of the Niagara Falls of life. No, he probably isn't. It's happening to us now, isn't it?
Yes.
This is Mark Eitzel. The last 10 years. Do you think we'll be in trouble for blowing Jeremy Clarkson's petrol head off? As long as that's only blown off. That's terrible. I suppose you could go to jail for it, you know.
The ferryman who takes me to my rest, he don't give a damn who's cursed or blessed. Anyway, I give him all my cash. I'm like some tragic hero. Mr. Ferryman, to hear the vanities talk.
some good music about nowadays. Mark Eitzel, with The Last 10 Years, is one who's doing all right. I really don't know what to say about Mr. Clarkson to you all, though. One reason I wanted him on the show was because I was going to talk to him about binge drinking. There's a lot on the news at the moment, like we all know about the fact that as a nation, we are probably the biggest drinkers in the world. We've outstripped Germans and we've outstripped Russians. It's basically because they've all drank themselves to death. But Jezza made a very good claim about binge drinking, and it agreed with something that I've experienced, and I wanted to share it with you, with him. But here's what he had to say. Well, here's what he wrote. The BBC says that if you drink too much, your brainstem will break and you will die. And he said, well, and then he says, quite honestly and straightforward, me, well, what I love most is binge drinking. Really getting stuck in. And he says, like, on holiday, he'll begin the day at 10 o'clock with a beer. And then with lunch, he'll have a bottle of wine. And then the rest of the day, in his own words, disappears in a mess of mojitos and beer. But the difference is, and this is what he says, he stops. Because he actually is binge drinking. And binge drinking means that every day, ultimately, you stop without dying or passing out. Very interesting, Jezza. I'll share something with you all after this next song, which is the Cairo Gang, Untouchable. And that's what we think we become when we drink.
Shot out of my
is that him? Is he alive?
Oh, it takes time to be not the only one in your dreams. You who is lost for all of time, watching fountains casting rainbows in the dark. If you took care not to be so self-aware, you might see all your troubles fade away. You'd find your new location, even though you know just where you'd rather be.
A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sign. The fundamental themes apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by, moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. I fight for love. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time
This is turning into an apology for a show, isn't it? I have to say, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. That, of course, was the world's worst singer. And because of what's happened outside, here, where I am now, he sneaked in. He sneaked in. I wouldn't have allowed him in. You see, the problem is, the world's worst singer has recorded hundreds and hundreds of songs, and in his dosage, because he's 76 now, he's decided to do an album called Triplicates, and he's called it that because he's very imaginative, and his three separate discs, Triplicates. There are nearly 40 songs on it, and I am so sorry yet again. I've only yet played 27 of them. Now, what can we see here? There is something a little bit concerning.
It's just a shame that in the real world...
I know his head came off like the top of a nuclear champagne cork, but he wouldn't have stayed in the stratosphere. It wouldn't have gone that high. I'm sure it has been that high. But it wouldn't have travelled that high, and it would have come down directly. That's the... James May would say that was the law of physics. It would go up in a straightly direction, and then it would come down in a downerly direction and land more or less where it had left. It'd be lovely if it had landed on his shoulders and it had, like, mended itself, but we can't find his head, ladies and gentlemen. That was very strange. But it did lead to a thought, you know. Now, basically, Jeremy... he's a journalist and a broadcaster. Well, what am I? Well, it just made me think. Television. Call Mr. Lee.
Job. But now I'm down to wait. No, I can't get out. But you could get across with me. Dial 45, 41. Oh, oh, oh. Call the study. Just one little trick, and you're sweet for life. Help me out, Plum Blossom. You know you won't be seen. You could get across with ease.
I'm sorry, but we must stop you re-entering this dinner party.
You? What are you doing here?
After the almost total destruction of Mr. Clarkson's elf...
Oh, see, right, you're that small, it'd be elf and safety, wouldn't it? Don't you be rude to him.
Sorry, big hairy thing. I didn't see you there.
Yes, Mr. Clarkson wants you to know that actually he's had to change his career now. He will no longer be a television presenter. He can only earn money by being a talking head.
Yes, very funny, Mr. Parkinghorn.
Oh, look, I can hear him.
Jezza! Jezza! I'm glad you're here. This is what I wanted to say. I read your thesis on binge drinking and thought what a cleverly put argument it was. And I wanted to add my little tenpenneth to it. You see, yes, I'm the same kind of man. I'm a manly man.
I have to say, very quickly, I was never a boily boy.
No, I'm perfect skin.
Last time I visited my doctors, he asked me how much I drank, and I told him. And he said, that's a bit excessive. And I looked at him and I thought... And he said to me, he looked me straight in the eye and he said, you see, what you need to do if you're going to drink one day, you need to take the next day off. You need a day without alcohol in between days when you have it. It's the only way to remain healthy other than to stop. And if you're not a stopping man, that might not be a way forward. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, well, I'm like Jezza. I would be classed as a binge drinker. Because every day I stop. And I told the doctor straight, I said, listen, doctor, here's the situation. Because I'm a journalist, and because I used to work on daily newspapers, I always work nights. So really, I never started drinking before midnight. And then I would finish about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I did a very quick calculation. Went like this. So if I start drinking, if I finish drinking at 4 o'clock in the morning, that actually gives me 20. That gives me 20 hours a day when I don't have a drink. Now, that to my way of thinking, Mr. Doctor, is... So to my way of thinking, Mr. Doctor, I actually have... Every single day I'm drinking, I'm actually having a day off at the same time. This is the Kinks, Top of the Pops.
Yes, it's number one, it's Top of the Pops.
Records just got to number one.
And you know what this means? This means you can earn some real money.
Well, there we have it. Would appear Mr. Clarkson's a bit annoyed about the fact we've blown his petrol head off. And that, unfortunately, because of the fact that he's now missing his rather misshapen body, he can no longer retain food or alcohol. So, just really... leaves me in a position where I need to sum up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everybody else who's here. I personally like Jeremy Clarkson. I think he's a very, very funny man. But he can be a bit sort of near the knuckle, if you understand what I mean. And that wasn't another reference to Phil Collins, may I say. But if you remember when Richard Hammond had that crash, when he used his head as the wheels to one of the world's fastest vehicles, this is what old Jezza had to say. He looks at Hammond and says, "You can see from the tape that the tyre's starting to come apart." No one knew spot that. Hammond just looks at him and said, "Well, I had a lot on. I was doing 288 miles per hour." Clarkson said, "What do you mean you had a lot on? I could be in the office, on the phone, doing the paperwork, kids are shouting at me, the wife, etc. But if a lion walks in, I am going to notice." Well, considering the hamster nearly shuffled off this mortal coil in that accident, he could perhaps have been a bit more gentle, couldn't he? But he could be quite... but he could be quite deep, I suppose. I know as a man who likes to be involved with speed, as in the motorised kind, he actually said speed never killed anyone. It's suddenly becoming stationary. That's what gets you. He also said, "I don't understand bus lanes. Why do poor people have to get to places quicker than I do?" I don't suppose, actually, this has all gone particularly well. And in fact, Jeremy's far less than half the man he used to be before he joined us here. But there is always a silver lining. I've waited a long time to meet Jezza. But do you know what I like now? Now that he's left the BBC and he's joined Amazon, yeah, I know that one day, without any announcement, without any fanfare at all, he could turn up on my doorstep, delivering to me whatever it is I ordered the day before. Well done, Jeremy! Joining Amazon is a blow for the little man. We can all do well and become white van men.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.
Walk with me now.
My head, I open my mouth and it's something.
nothing I've left. I stood at the door before I'm told, but a part of me knows that I'm growing too old.
Confused what I thought was something I felt. Confused what I feel was something that's real. I tried to sell my soul last night. Funny, you wouldn't even take a bite.
Far away, I heard him say.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody who's been listening, we have a special song to play out this show, and it's for every man and woman who enjoys a drink. It is for Jeremy Clarkson, and it is for James May, and it is for Richard Hammond, but it is not for the drumming monkey. It is for me and everybody in the world. Dropkick Murphys!
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my girl and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all of the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, that old rocking chair's bound to get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me. I just walk in that sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my gal and I.